Sun City. Cloudy tonight with widespread fog, scattered light rain and drizzle late, low 34. Fog tomorrow with a chance of drizzle in the morning, turning mostly cloudy and breezy, still warmer than normal, high 40. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with partial clearing late and the low of 27, and increasing clouds on Tuesday with a 50% chance of light snow by late evening, some accumulation possible with a high of 35. And remember, we are under that dense fog advisory for the entire WRCL listening area until 9 a.m. tomorrow. But right now, our current temperature under foggy conditions is 36 degrees.
100.9 WRCL.
Like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bales of stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop.
Mm-hmm, I know what you mean there, Phil.
Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep to take the ones I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. What do you think about it, Jones?
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bales of stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Tell me about it, Phil.
Now those sprinkly things just make things worse. Makes them better than they were at first. And they're absolutely impossible to resist.
Yes, they are.
Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure I get my share. And those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
Yes, sir, I do.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Miss K gets mad that they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Now play it, boys.
A benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So let me tell you the best part of it all.
Can't wait to hear what that is.
Every time she sticks a batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and hugging.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bales of stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Amen, George.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
This is one of the craziest things I've ever done in my life.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, honey.
Getting tore up, headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right. Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was all right. Tonight, tell me that you love me. If
stare at me. She's afraid that I might see those 5 extra pounds she talks about. Man, I don't know what she's talking about. She looks through magazines. With every page she dreams of looking like somebody else. I wish she wasn't so hard on herself. And then she falls asleep with just my t-shirt on. But even when her hair's messed up and her makeup's gone, you can't hide beautiful, you can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do, it just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide. Put it on and turn some heads, man. Every time she moves, she gets me. She doesn't even know she's sexy. And the way she thinks sometimes, out of nowhere blows my mind. She makes me laugh and makes me dream. I love the way she looks at things. The little piece of heaven God gave to this world. She might think she's just an old to do. It just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide beautiful. Oh no. You can't hide.
Let me set this straight, it ain't my fault. Girl, you got that groove to make me fall. But it's worth it. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. Yeah, you got me going crazy. Help us, honey. But it ain't my baby, probably don't realize that when you put your little hand in mine, it makes my heart go right in time. But don't give me that glare, baby, when I stare. You know it ain't fair, it ain't my fault. Girl, you got that groove to make me fall. But it's worth it. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. I've been going crazy. Help us, honey. But it ain't my fault. Not in my fault. Not in my fault.
words for you. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. Yeah, you got me going crazy. Help us, honey. Yeah, you can blame it on me, blame it on you, blame it on whatever you want to. But it ain't my Swing sundress, yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes me want to rock your hips.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Mitch Gowdy with Ain't My Fault on Country and Community. Our time is 4:14, and our temperature is still holding steady at 36 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And remember, there's that dense fog advisory for the entire area until 9 a.m. on Monday. So be careful out there driving, folks. Please drive with caution. Have the headlights on and, you know, be very cautious, not only because of the fog and for other vehicles, but there may be some slick spots on the roadways, too, especially as the sun starts going down. So please be very careful this evening. I'm going to let you know that I'm going to be wrapping up things here shortly on my end. I'll be here for the news, of course, but after the news, I will be done as far as the music part, and let's get done a little earlier. Maybe I'll squeeze a song in before the game, but we'll see as it goes. But in case I don't get to speak with you after the news, I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day, and please keep it tuned right here to WRCO for Packer football at 5, and then after that, we will have music during the overnight hours after the post-game show, and then Philney will be bringing you the Light in the Milk House show tomorrow morning. And I'll be back tomorrow at around 5:20 to bring the sports to you and then bring you some music up until we have some more high school sports action. So stay tuned then tomorrow. So everybody have a great night and stay safe. But as I said, maybe who knows, maybe I'll pop back in if I have a little bit of time after the news. All right. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great night.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discussed, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible devices. Not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year. Season's greetings from Rick Morgan at the Richland Center Landfill. Your trust makes everything we do possible. Wishing you a holiday season as wonderful as you are.
WRCO.
Back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our axe.
We're big as thieves. We're big as thieves. We're big as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right key, left key. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Country girls,
bell bottom high.
What is something about
gimme, shaking gimme, a little
country, country girls, girls.
Shake it for me,
shimmy,
girls.
Shimmy, shimmy,
shake it for me,
bell bottom high.
But
no one, and hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with the half a dozen deer and Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies, as he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Merry Christmas, Saint Nick.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. There is a dense fog advisory for the entire area until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Cloudy tonight with widespread fog, scattered light rain and drizzle late with a low of 34. Fog tomorrow with a chance of drizzle in the morning, turning mostly cloudy and breezy. Still warmer than normal with a high of 40. Winds will be southwest, becoming west, 10 to 18, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night with partial clearing late and a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, yes, it's still foggy outside. Our winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 36 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, December 15th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Officials say roughly 70,000 gallons of oil from a pipeline spilled into the ground in Wisconsin. The problem was discovered on November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge Energy technician. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cited a federal accident report. Enbridge says the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe. The Canadian company says about 60% of the spill has been removed through excavation. Regulating ghost guns in Wisconsin, the state Democratic lawmakers and law enforcement officials want to take action after a ghost gun was believed to have been used in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she intends to reintroduce legislation to ban the untraceable homemade firearms without serial numbers. Hesselbein's proposal was originally presented after four people were injured when authorities said a ghost gun was used in a 2018 workplace shooting at a Dane County technology company. Police are investigating an incident involving a gun at the Madison High School. Officers responded Monday night to the report of a disturbance involving a gun during a basketball game at Madison East High School. After the school was cleared, a review of security video found the student who supposedly had the weapon left the premises. People were allowed to return after police determined there was no longer an immediate threat. No arrests have been made in connection to the incident. A Wisconsin Watch report says the cost of jailing kids is about to jump. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A Wisconsin Watch report says the cost of jailing kids is about to jump. It's reported the cost of incarcerating a juvenile at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake has ballooned to nearly $463,000 a year. It'll be nearly twice as much in 2 years, and that's despite a declining population of youth. Leaders in the state have been trying to close the facility due to ongoing funding and policy issues. Alternative plans to build smaller regional facilities have been slow to move along.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages snowmobilers eager to take advantage of winter's snow to keep safety at the forefront of their preparations. This includes staying alert to the rapidly changing ice conditions commonly found in the early and later parts of the winter. This rule also applies to ATVs and UTVs. Last season, several ATVs and UTVs went through the ice, with two resulting in fatalities. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for current ice conditions. The DNR also encourages all snowmobilers to take a safety education class according to Wisconsin law. Anybody at least 12 years of age and born after January 1st, 1985 must have a valid safety education certificate to operate a snowmobile. Sign up now for a spot as classes fill up fast. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for laws for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. If you're cold, your pets are too. Bring them inside. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how they're affected by the temperatures also.
If dogs have to remain outdoors, they'll need to be inside of an enclosed kennel with a doghouse as a shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet, based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware of your animal's tolerance for the cold weather and adjust accordingly. For example, you'll probably need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come in contact with the snow-covered ground. And pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. And the same goes for very young and very old animals. If you need help determining your pet's temperature limits, consult your vet. And some things that you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or a coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And be aware, if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Two opportunities to give will be held tomorrow. The first will be held from 9 to 2 at the Baraboo Fire and EMS Station. The second will be from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency by giving the gift of life. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Enjoy the sounds of the season with the Richland Center High School Choirs. They will be performing tomorrow night at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. Admission is $5. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours tomorrow at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center from noon to 1 and the Verwalqua City Hall from 3 to 4. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Brittany Fargin. WRCO News Time is 4:38. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's magic and memories. Magic and wonders and wishes. Wonders and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland here.
Christopher's grandson wanted an iPod for Christmas, it and many other things. Christopher remembered when he was a boy and wanted a set of 8 lead soldiers that cost $1.50 and could only hope he would get it. His mother had told him that to get was simply a bonus, but to give was to receive the greatest gift of all.
She told him gift-giving was not just material things, but things-giving of self, things of the heart, acts of kindness that made Christmas a season of goodwill. He had taken that to heart and had shoveled snow off sidewalks of his neighbors, ran errands, done many, many things without thought of reward. It was his way of saying Merry Christmas. He had tried to pass his mother's insight on to his children, but for some reason they had not understood, and now their children had learned demands and not wishes. "Forgive us our Christmases, as we forgive those who Christmas against us," he murmured. And then he drifted off to sleep to the melodious sound of Joy to the World, the Lord is come. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas, from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Today is Sunday, December 15th. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died November 9th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, December 26th, from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Abigail and Justin Weirs had a daughter, Blake Jean. Also in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley and Jacob Fosterling had a son, Jameson Ellis.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hey there, I hope you're having a great Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Well, southwest Wisconsin and really the entire upper Midwest today has been socked in with fog. That's thanks to a decaying low pressure system that is spinning over the Wisconsin-Illinois border right now. And with those lowered visibilities, there have also been some areas of patchy mist and drizzle in the region. As such, high temperatures this afternoon stalling in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees in our part of the state. Heading into the overnight tonight, things are going to remain pretty steady with widespread fog expected to continue. A dense fog advisory continues for the entire area through 9 a.m. on Monday. We're also expecting to see some scattered light rain and drizzle develop late overnight tonight, and that could hang on through the morning hours tomorrow. By midday Monday, a cold front will be approaching the region. That'll help push out the fog and these chances for precipitation. Winds will shift to the west, and temperatures will start to come down a bit. Looking ahead, we are tracking the chances for some light snow, mainly on Tuesday night, and then again on Thursday into Friday, so make sure to stay tuned for any updates. Your forecast for this evening, cloudy and foggy with patchy mist. That widespread fog continuing overnight with scattered light rain and drizzle late, low 34. Winds from the south, 5 to 10. On Monday, fog with a chance of drizzle in the morning, turning mostly cloudy and breezy. Still warmer than normal with a high of 40. Winds from the southwest turning west, 10 to 18. On Monday night, mostly cloudy with partial clearing late, low 27. Winds from the west, 10 to 15. On Tuesday, increasing clouds with a 50% chance of light snow by late evening. Some accumulation is possible with a high of 35. Winds from the west, 5 to 12. Looking ahead to Wednesday, snow showers possible early in the morning, breezy and cooler with partial clearing later in the day, low 21, high 27. On Thursday, becoming cloudy with a 50% chance of snow by afternoon, possibly mixed with a little sleet to start, low 11, high 28. On Friday, snow showers possible in the morning, windy and cool, low 17, high 25. And on Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, low 9, high 19 degrees. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is foggy and 36 degrees, which is also our daytime high, and after a morning low of 32. Yesterday's high was 33, and we received 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2021 is 69 degrees, with a record low of 24 below set back in 1961. Last year's high was 47, and a low was 26. Sunset took place tonight at 4:26, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:28. The winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.94, and we have received 1/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thee. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
The Green Bay Packers look to get closer to a playoff spot tonight, when they visit the Seattle Seahawks. The Packers have won 7 of their past 9 games, but are coming off a close loss to the Detroit Lions. That was the first of 3 tough games as Green Bay wraps up their regular season. After Seattle, the Packers host the Saints, but they head out for a game at Minnesota. The Seahawks have won 4 straight and are atop the crowded NFC West. And that game will be bringing you the broadcast of it coming up shortly. Kickoff will be at 7:20, and you'll be able to hear that right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. The pregame will be starting at around 5 o'clock. Patrick Mahomes threw 2 touchdown passes before leaving with an ankle injury. Xavier Worthy ran for a score, and the Kansas City Chiefs finally didn't have to sweat out the final minutes with a 21-7 victory over the mistake-prone Cleveland Browns. Mahomes connected for touchdowns in the first half with Juju Smith-Schuster and Noah Gray as the Chiefs built a 21-0 lead. The defending Super Bowl champions have 10 wins by 7 points or less, with 6 coming on the game's final play. Mahomes left the fourth quarter with a left ankle injury. The Browns had 6 turnovers. Jameis Winston threw three more, interceptions. Other games that went on today in the NFL that have finals include the Commanders beating the Saints 20-19. It was the Chiefs over the Browns 21-7, as I just mentioned. The Bengals beat the Titans 37-27. The Texans defeated the Dolphins 20-12. It was the Ravens over the Giants 35-14. The Jets beat the Jaguars 32-25. And the Cowboys defeated the Panthers by a score of 30-14. Games that are currently going on, it is 33 seconds before the half, and the Chargers are leading the Buccaneers by a score of 17-10. With 6 seconds left before the half, the Colts lead the Browns, or the Broncos, by a score of 10-7. At halftime, the Cardinals are leading the Patriots 10-3, and with 42 seconds to go before halftime, the Bills are beating the Lions 21-7, and in the second quarter, with 2 minutes left, the Eagles are leading the Steelers. And then also we had, as I mentioned, we have that Packers-Seahawks game coming up tonight. And other games that are going to be going on tomorrow night, we got two Monday night football games. First of all, it's the Bears at the Vikings, and then the Falcons will be at the Raiders. Miami receiver Grant DuBose was taken off the field on a stretcher after a helmet-to-helmet hit against the Houston Texans today. DuBose tried to make a catch in the third quarter, but was hit in the head by rookie Kalen Bullock before his head violently hit the turf. He appeared to clench both fists after the hit, movements consistent with what was referred as fencing response, which can be common after a traumatic brain injury, before remaining motionless as medical personnel rushed to his side. Bullock was given a flag for unnecessary roughness for hitting a defenseless receiver on the play. New York Giants co-owner John Mara received another aerial message to thrash his woeful team before today's game against the Baltimore Ravens. A small plane circled MetLife Stadium roughly 2 hours before kickoff, trailing a banner that read, "Mr. Mara, enough. We won't stop until you fire everyone." It was the second straight week that a plane was hired to circle the stadium to complain about the Giants' second straight losing season. New York is 2-11 and is running an 8-game losing streak and is winless in 7 home games this season. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and was an assist away from a triple-double. Damian Lillard added 25, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Atlanta Hawks 110-102 last night to earn a spot in the NBA Cup Championship game. Antetokounmpo finished with 14 rebounds, 9 assists, and 4 blocks for the Bucks, who improved to an 11-1 all-time in NBA Cup games, the only loss coming in last year's semifinals. Brooke Lopez scored 16 for Milwaukee. Trae Young had 35 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds for the Hawks, who got 15 points and 10 rebounds from Jalen Johnson and 15 points from DeAndre Hunter. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers has heard and seen enough. He's convinced there will be an NBA team in Las Vegas. It's no secret that when NBA expansions happen, nobody has revealed exactly when that will be. Las Vegas will be at the front of the list of candidate cities to get one of what will probably be 2 new clubs, pushing the league to 32 franchises. And given the way the NBA Cup and other NBA events have been received, probably nobody would say that coming to the Nevada desert full-time would be a bad idea. Two-way star Travis Hunter of Colorado has won the Heisman Trophy, punctuating a tireless performance all season by a dynamic player with a unique combination of skills. The big play wide receiver and lockdown cornerback dominated on both sides of the ball for coach Deion Sanders and the Buffaloes, joining late running back Rashan Salaam in 1994 as the only players in school history to take home the college football's most prestigious individual award. Hunter received 552 first-place votes and 2,231 points in a comfortable victory. Boise State running back Ashton Gentry was the runner-up with 309 first-place votes and 2,017 points, the closest margin since 2009. And Freddie Freeman's historic walk-off grand slam ball from Game 1 of the World Series has sold for $1.56 million at an auction. The bidding at the SCP auctions went into late hours of last night, according to a statement from the auction house today. It didn't say who bought the ball. Freeman, the Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman, came to the plate on a sprained right ankle with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the bottom of the 10th inning against the New York Yankees. He hit the first pitch from Nestor Cortez 413 feet for the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history for the 6-3 win. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. I'm Tim Thede.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
100.9 WRCO. Ring in the new year with WRCO Triviathon 2024. That's right, Triviathon returns. It'll be New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight. Get yourself together, get a team together, and have some fun with WRCO Radio. If you'd like to be an official member of the Triviathon teams, give us a call at WRCO during regular business hours at 608-647-2111. And then join us for Triviathon between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve.
Do you have a Walk with Grace-related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook, calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
WRCO FM 100.9 is pleased to carry on the holiday tradition of bringing you the adventures of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
My, our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they?
Hear the old-time radio classic, The Cinnamon Bear, this holiday season on WRCO Radio. We present it again as we have for many, many years. The Cinnamon Bear can be heard on Sunday, December 22nd at 1 p.m. and on Christmas Day at 9 a.m. The Cinnamon Bear is sponsored by Hennig Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Doran Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, and Hillsboro Equipment.
I'm much obliged to you.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. Front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles. Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
There you go. That'll make you the talk of the neighborhood. Gayla Peavy, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas if you got one of those hippos. Just wanted to remind everybody we do have that dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. tomorrow for the entire WRCO listening area. So if you have to travel, please do so safely. And everybody have a great evening. Enjoy Green Bay Packer football.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.